Scripture reading, John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him.
Thank you very much for that, and makes me really appreciated. And so, sometimes you need to know that. And so I thank you for that so much, that I can be here with you and that I can help you in any way possible, and that you recognize each other as people that are there to help one another. Now I'm going to start. I'm telling you, sorry. I have to apologize to Dana. I took a little injury Friday. Then I went to the doctor and she didn't get to stab me. So, that's okay. So I have to apologize to Dana because I took that away from her. Last week, if you remember, I talked about gifts that we have received from God, from Christ. You remember that last week? Some of you may have to go back and remember just a little bit to remember all that. But what I'm talking about is what you received. Have you ever received a gift, a Christmas gift, or a birthday gift, or whatever kind of gift it is, that you never ever used? I'm not talking about a gift. It might be a good gift. It might be a good gift. But you never used it. You never used it. You set it down, said, man, that's a nice looking gift. And you didn't like it. And you set it down, and you never used it. Have you ever done that? Those are usually all kinds of gifting gifts. So if you give me a gift and you get the same gift back that you gave me last year and you gave it back to me this year, there's no way I'm going to use it. It's not that I don't appreciate it. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that I wasn't worth anything because it's worth a lot. But it was, I personally probably not going to use for it. I've been wearing two jackets this year. Numerous times. But there are times that I did things that I never used. I never got a shirt that was too small. It happened a lot when I was bigger. Yeah. And I haven't lost 70 pounds. You know, I don't know that, but I haven't lost 70 pounds. But I can tell you that at one time, I got a lot of shirts that were way too small. And so I would say, man, those are nice looking shirts, and I hang them in the closet, and they're still hanging in the closet. Or, when I started losing weight, I started getting things that were really too big. And the same thing happens. They get hung up, you don't use them, and they just sit there. But folks, here's a question I have for every day. With all the gifts that we've received from Jesus Christ, with all the grace that has been bestowed upon you, how have you used those gifts? Or have you just hung them in the closet and forgot about them? That happens a lot more than what you can imagine. People forget what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I so appreciate our devotional today. Great job. Because I'm going to tell you that 8 billion people, a lot of them have exactly done what I just said. They've hung up that gift of grace. They put it in the closet. It slides back and it collects dust. but they never used it. One thing that's important about faith, as James says in James chapter 2, you can say you have faith. That's great. Show me you have it. Show me you have faith. Show me what you are doing to use that faith to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world so that those 8 million people will know God, will understand God, and will come to this saving grace. This is the key. So my question for you today is, how are you using those gifts that you have received? And I will start off by letting you know that you remember this one. God has given us some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. He's given us all these things, and God expanded it, and so he's given us each one of us here today. But we are part of our family. And I want it to be a gift. You are a gift to me, and I pray to God that I too am a gift back to you. So that I may help you along the way, that I may help you walk that narrow road, that I may help you in that narrow light, so that you may have a place with God in heaven. May we have greater joy than when we see every one of us together in heaven with God singing praises throughout eternity. This is a gift. And let us also, in dealing with our gift, in James chapter 5, verse 8, we have the gift that Jesus Christ died for us. Make it personal. I've seen that multiple times. It's not somebody else's sins that we died for. It's our sins that we died for. Am I right? It's my sins that we died for. I gave you this example before. I told you this story about Mel Gibson and the movie The Passion. And remember when they nailed Jesus' hands to the cross? There's a man that comes in and holds the nail and drives the nail through his hand. You know whose hand that is? That's Mel Gibson's hand. And the reason why he did that, and that's the other part about him in the middle at all, but the reason why he did that was because he said it was because of me that he went to the cross. It was because of my sins that he died for. This is the grace of God that has been given to us. We have obtained these things. And that's in James 17, verse 3. Because we have obtained those gifts, then we have eternal life. Thank the Lord, this man is not at home. fire of enthusiasm. Yeah. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank you, Lord, this man of Emmanuel. Thank you, Lord, that this body is not being lost. Because I'm not sure how much longer I've been going to buy my body on the moon. Folks, thank the Lord we have another place that's better. Thank the Lord we have eternity with Him. Thank the Lord we have hope of salvation because of His Son and because of His love for us. That's why we have it. So we are grateful for this. Continually cleanses me of all my sins. And I thank God for it. Now, how are we using that? How do we look at what the two greatest commandments are? Jesus has asked this question. What is the greatest command? And Jesus tells us the two greatest commands. First one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And in Mark it says, with all your might. This is the great and foremost commandment. In other words, there is no command that is greater than that command. Commandments, they will have to love one another. down the line and all the prophets is based on these two things. So my question to you is this. When we give God these gifts, when we give the gift of eternity with God, how do we give God? Something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 says this: to go and to preach the gospel to all creation. Folks, when you see somebody in need, you take care of their needs, do you not? Jesus says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I'm in need, what do you do? You take care of me. I never had a shadow of doubt in my mind whatsoever. But if something happened to me, you would take care of Kathy. Jesus Christ and the plan of salvation. That's the greatest thing you can give to anybody. The greatest gift that you have received is when you were baptized, because at that point, you receive the blood of Jesus Christ, you are cleansed from all your sins, and you have hope of eternal salvation. But you know what? Somebody had to teach you about that, didn't they? Somebody had to teach it. If you truly love one another, the way that Jesus Christ tells us that we should love one another, the way that the Scripture tells us in the Old Testament law, how we should love one another, then you know what? You're going to go out in the world and you're going to teach others about Jesus Christ. Because that shows that you love Him. That's the greatest love you can give to anybody. It's the knowledge of salvation. So you reach out to those people. And that's how it says, go and preach the gospel. And what is the gospel? The one who believes and is baptized shall be saved. And the one who does not believe will not be condemned. This is the gospel. Start with that. That's how we begin. And folks, I want you to know this as well. This is a commandment. When it says go, that means go. When it says do, that means do. When it says preach and teach, that means preach it and teach it. It's a command. That not only shows how much you love God, but that shows how much you love one another. To my son was to teach him the plan of salvation. And the greatest gift that he gave to me was when he had me baptizing. Folks, that's it. That's it. John chapter 15, verse 13 says this: if you love one another, you will be willing to lay down your life for your friends. You will be willing to lay down your life for others. Jesus Christ so loved us that he laid down his life for us. There's a story about the Holocaust, where a Jewish man was in line to be executed. And they were taking him all down into a pit, and they put him in the pit, and they would shoot him, and then they'd bring some more down, they'd shoot him, they'd bring some more down, they'd shoot him. And this one Holocaust survivor told his story as he was waiting on his turn, another man came up beside him, grabbed him, pulled him out of the line, and sent him off running into the woods. He wrote that he did not know the man. He wrote he had never seen the man. But the man took his place. And because of that, he was a survivor. Folks, Jesus Christ took our place. And because of that, we are survivors. Always remember, Jesus is the greatest gift that we have ever received. Forgiveness of sin is the greatest gift we have ever received. The cleansing blood of Jesus Christ is the greatest gift we've ever received. So my question is, how are you using those gifts? This is how we should use them. We should pick it up, put it on, wear it proudly, and go out into the world and teach others about it. Use what we have been given, because we have been given eternal life. This morning, those of you who have been baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, you need to leave this place and you need to take this golden opportunity when all these people out in the world are talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know that all these people out in the world today don't know Jesus Christ. They've heard of him. They're not rich for one another. And some of those groups just go in the closet, collect dust. But understand this, that what they don't know will truly hurt them. Use this opportunity to take them from where they are today and bring them to where they should be. With the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his saving grace. Teach others. Give them the gifts that you yourself have received. And give them an eternity with God. Someone has to teach them. It's you. Do it today. Starting today. If you have a need that we can help you with this morning, we ask you to come. All together we stand and sing. Yes.
Jesus Christ.